A year ago, my friend Ian, this conservative guy with a very secure life and traditional Asian parents, he decides to pick up his life and leave and travel the world to go find himself, despite fears of maybe losing traction in the working world or maybe disapproval from his parents. What's interesting about him is he's this introverted person who really wanted to see more than the mold of society that people were trying to put him in. And we've heard so many stories like this before, but what I really wanted to understand from him is that particular micro moment in which he made that first decision to radically change his life. This is his story. Let's start from the beginning and talk about who you were sort of before you made the decision to leave.
Sure. Well, I was basically your typical accountant. Growing up, I was always shy, extremely introverted kind of thing. So my parents were like, hey, what are you thinking for university? I was like, well, I would prefer business. But you know what? If you thought about accounting, that's a pretty good lifestyle. Same as becoming a lawyer or doctor. It's like, lawyer or doctor is a lot of school. It's like, okay, I'll stick with accounting. So I went with accounting. So 4 years later, I got my bachelor's. Did another master's of accounting. And then hated my life the entire time. Just, I thought tax was super dry. It's as boring as you would think it would be. So did that for a little bit and spent 4 years doing financial analysis, and I realized it's not the right career path for me.
So basically, you've gone through all the schooling. You're sitting in front of a computer. Describe that day to me, because I read it on your blog, which is like you get called in and you think you're going to get laid off.
Yeah, so we get an email about 2 weeks before that saying our company's not doing that great right now, and we're going to make massive layoffs. I was just ecstatic. Everyone was losing their mind. I was like, no way, this is happening. This is like my dream.
And you're high-fiving people. You are literally high-fiving people on your way to this meeting.
On this way to the meeting, I was high-fiving all my friends because they know about my situation. So I get an email from my boss saying, hey, I need to talk to you. It's pretty serious. Like, okay. So I was like, as soon as I replied to him, yeah, sure, I'll meet you in like 10 minutes, I just turned to my coworkers like, this is it. Like, high-fiving them, like giving away all my food from my cabinet that I was storing. I was like, just take my snacks, it's it, this is over. So I go sit in for the meeting. So yeah, we have something serious to talk about. We think you're doing a great job and we want to give you more responsibility and give you a raise. I was like,
no,
exactly. I was like, what? So I realized at that point, if I'm not happy getting a raise and getting a promotion, then what am I still doing at this same job? So I decided to decline the promotion. And at that moment, he's like, you know what? I got to figure out what I'm doing with my life. And I realized I love traveling. So I was like, why not travel for a bit? This is the only time I can financially. And I don't have a family. I don't have a mortgage. So this is the perfect situation to do it. So popped in my 2 weeks resignation letter. And 2 weeks later, I was in Portugal.
So So tell me about this. Like, you're planning an entire, 6 months away? What are you planning for?
I had zero plans. I bought a one-way ticket. I managed to reserve a hostel for one night when I was there.
In Portugal?
In Portugal.
You've booked a flight.
Yeah.
You have one night planned.
Yeah, one night planned in Porto. And then after that, I had nothing planned.
You have zero plans.
Zero plans.
You could be on the street
next day. I could be, which is like completely opposite from what I'm usually seeing. Tend to do, for example, yeah. I'm an accountant, so I had to calculate all the risks.
Yeah.
So I normally, for example, on my previous trips, I always have everything planned to the hour. I was like, I'm doing this right now, this restaurant. But you know, I was like, for this trip, I want to do something completely different. See if I can survive doing something completely opposite of what I normally do.
Why are you testing yourself like that? Why are you putting yourself?
I want to see if I'm capable of it. I want to see if I'm capable of handling a less structured lifestyle. So I went with it and I'm here. I didn't die. My parents are pretty happy about that. So.
Were you secure in yourself enough to know that you could do that?
Not at all, actually. But I was just, I knew I needed to change. I knew I wasn't happy with what I was doing before. So I needed to do something drastic in order to somehow find a change or find something new to do. So
you're seeing the world, you are experiencing, what are you experiencing during your travels?
Meeting tons of new people, I was telling you before, I was like really shy growing up. Meeting new people or even just raising my hand in class was like the death for me. So this really forced me to meet new people every single day from all walks of life. It was great because I met people from everywhere in the world, and it was, once you're a backpacker in a hostel, it's very easy to connect to other people.
Yeah.
Everyone's on the same boat.
Yeah.
So it was awesome about that.
And you were mentioning food, that you had to push yourself.
Yeah,
to try.
So one thing I told myself is like, on this trip, I'm not going to pass up on any opportunity to try new things. And for one of those, it's food. I had some pretty weird stuff.
Like what?
In Hungary, I had brain. I'm pretty sure that's not a delicacy. I don't know if you have any Hungarian listeners out there, but pretty sure brain's not on the menu. But they served it to me, and I ate it. It was pretty good. I had duck embryo, which is probably the weirdest thing I had in Cambodia.
Would you eat it again?
I would.
Okay, perfect.
I had tons of bugs, spiders, deep-fried tarantula is actually amazing if you're looking to go into the bug route. You should probably give that a try. It's like soft-shell crab. Mm. So, yeah, it's delicious. And it's cheaper, a lot cheaper too.
I think one of the interesting things you said to me earlier, though, was also you've come back and you actually don't care what people think. That is, and I think that's a barrier for a lot of people, is we're so worried about what other people will say, and so we put on this face and this front. But you said that's changed for you.
I won't lie. Like before this trip, growing up, my mom would tell me like this. I don't believe who you turned into, because as a kid, I was the shyest kid ever. I would never raise my hand up in class. I would, public speaking would scare the living crap out of me. I would have just like drenched in cold sweat before I even get up there, kind of thing. But I think the reason I was scared of that is I was just scared like, what would people think if I fail?
Yeah.
But after this trip, I've realized, like, it doesn't really matter. Like, who cares what other people think if you fail? If you fail, just try again until you find that one thing that succeeds.
Yeah.
So I've come to peace with failing. Failing is part of the learning. Like, you develop. I think you learn most from when you fail. So.
True.
I really hope you enjoyed this little snippet from Ian's life. Please do check out his blog at e-employment, so basically kind of like unemployment, but I-A-N-P-L-O-Y-M-E-N-T. You're going to get some really great stories from his travels, and they're hilarious. Like, one of them is titled, "The Time Some Poor Family Trusted Me to Babysit Their Kid in Switzerland." It is a riot. You are going to love his stories. What is so incredible about Ian as well is that he is a regular guy, just like any of us, and basically decided to take some small steps towards a different future for himself because it didn't sit right with him, the one he was living. So more than anything, go to his blog to be inspired, and I hope that this cast has inspired you in some small way. Have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.